Bible Church, come on, let me hear you. Miss Rebecca St. James, come on, y'all. Wow. I'm telling you, man, Mom will be out in the quarry up there if you want to get up there and let her sign the book for you, meet her. It's awesome. But here's what I think we should do. How many would like to see Rebecca St. James back here for a full interview with her and a lead a worship night for us? Come on, y'all. What do you think? All right, you heard them, Rebecca. You heard them. Here is the deal. I also know that in this moment, there are a lot of people that don't come to church a lot, and you're a little bit skeptical. And the reason I can say that is because I am you. You know, when I grew up, we were in church, but when someone would get on the stage, the lights would come on and the singer would sing or the preacher would preach, I'd be like, okay, yeah, like whatever, man, I hear you. And especially when they say things like what Rebecca just says, like, he makes everything beautiful. And you're going, really? Is that true? I mean, come on, preacher. Come on, Rebecca. I mean, everything is beautiful. What about the messy stuff? What about the ugly stuff? See, because I would sit in the pew or I'd sit in the church and I'd be like, okay, have my arms folded and be like, whatever, man, I hear you. Because I also knew that in the world that I was living in, not inside the walls of the church, not on the stage and in the lights, that there were people losing their job. There were people that were in the hospital. And as I put up this image, just think about somebody you know, maybe your circumstance. You're like, man, everything is beautiful. I'm in the stage of my life. This is the worst divorce I've ever experienced. Actually, my heart is broken today because I'm not even with my family. Or maybe even worse, you're saying, this is the first Easter I don't have a loved one. And you're telling me everything is beautiful? The reason I can relate to that is this is the first Easter me and my brother don't have our dad. My dad passed away this past November, and it was a brain tumor that he went quick within about 6 months. And the picture that's on the screen is basically our last birthday we got to share just a few weeks before he would pass. There's tears in our eyes because we're going, man, he makes everything beautiful. This is pretty rough. And then for you guys that don't know, if you're in the local area, I'm a pastor for the fire department, love doing the job and love the firefighters hanging out and spending time with them. But the part of the job that's very challenging is when one of our guys or someone in the community loses a loved one. And when it happens to be both circumstances, it really breaks your heart. And this past week, we lost Zach, a game warden in our local community, and lost him in a tragic accident. And Wally, it's a firefighter, just an amazing firefighter. Sarah goes down to LSU Baton Rouge. Now she's in vet school, and her mom's in this community. They go to Asbury, Ashley does. And this is what I think about. We just had that funeral Thursday, and I'm in this funeral with a packed house, and I'm thinking, everything's beautiful when I don't have our friend Zach here. And it hits me, and maybe you're in the same category. You're like, now, Justin, okay, now I'm hearing what you're saying. Life is ugly. It is messy. Matter of fact, it's real painful. And what all of those things do remind me of this image. I'll put it on the screen. I debated on what image to put on the screen because it's from The Passion of the Christ. I love Mel Gibson and love the way he portrayed this story because it was real. It's also why I love Unsung Hero. It's real. And in this story we have here, I was like, I know there's kids in the room, and it's pretty ugly, and it's pretty messy. This is a challenging time. It's tough to see, and should we really show it? Yes, because I want you to be reminded that our Savior understands the mess. He was born in a manger, y'all. He left heaven and came into no high society organization, man. He was in a stable surrounded by animals, and y'all know where what with animals happens. And then he lived a selfless life, sacrificing, serving, and then going to a cross. Messy, bloody, ugly. And you're going, why would he go through all of this? Well, 1 Peter gives us one insight. It's kind of like this. It says, pure gold put into the fire comes out proven pure. You have to go through the tough stuff. I don't like it, but our Savior even modeled and demonstrated that. So what have you gone through that's been tough? The loss of a loved one in your family, people talking about you, bad circumstance, situation, loss of a job. You got to go through all of that because in that it proves that there's a genuine faith, and through the suffering, God does something in us. He brings out the beauty. So Rebecca is right. Now the truth, and Rebecca would say it just like we would say it and just like Jesus understands, it's not easy, but there is something miraculous that happens in that. If you want some irony, how about this? The jewelry that we wear is more beautiful than ever. When you look at the gold and the diamonds, we wear these crosses around our necks and they're beautiful. One of my jeweler friends, I was like, send me a picture of some beautiful cross, Keith. I'm like, oh, here, what about this? I'm like, that's a perfect example. But here's the irony. There's no mess. No, we get to the beauty through the mess. We have to be refined like that pure gold. We even decorate our homes with this messy cross. Now they hang on the walls in the hall. They have them in your foyer. You're like, it's almost like we just go, yep, there's the cross. And then if you're in Shreveport, Bossier, and you're driving on a highway, we even put them on highways, pretty big ones, as a matter of fact. And people are like, well, what's that all about? Isn't it crazy, ironic, that the messy, ugliest moment in the history of all Christianity is celebrated, and we put it out for the world to see, because you know why? It is literally the sign of our faith. If you don't go through the hard times, if you don't go through the difficulty and the struggle, if you don't have the cross, you don't have the tomb. And if you don't have the tomb, you can't have the resurrection. This is why I'm telling you now, can you imagine going to the disciples at Jesus' time and like, hey man, what we're going to do is, I know Jesus is on the cross, but one day we're going to have some cool jewelry, bro, I promise you. You just wait till we're going to have them. We're going to have this execution device hanging on our walls. It's going to be cool. There's going to be an execution device when you're going down the highway to go like, man, look, there's an electric chair. How cool is that? Because we now know that through the pain, through the struggle, through the difficulty, through the mess, miracles happen. And we don't want to do it. We'd rather go around it. We don't want to have to experience that pain. We're like, no way. But I'm so thankful that you're here today, because there's just three simple things I want you to remember. When I look at the cross, when I see the pain, or I see even the beauty of the cross, there are three things I'm reminded of. Number one, and I want you to know this, God deeply loves you. I tell my kids this. I want them to remember these three things. If you're a parent, these are the three things you need to say. I'm telling you, you don't know what's coming in their life. You don't know what's going to be around the corner. You don't know what's going to happen when we leave here. And every one of us need to know that he loves us. He deeply loves us. You turn on a football game, there's often a sign between the goalposts, and I found one for you just so you can see it. And you're like, oh, what's that about? Now, if you grew up in church, you know. And then some of you are like, man, I didn't grow up in church, but you probably watched The Simpsons. Can I get an amen? All right. Yeah, there it is. You see it on The Simpsons, right? Some of you are going, dude, you're old. Nobody watches The Simpsons anymore. Well, you probably saw it on Family Guy then. You probably saw it somewhere. Why? Because it is so powerful that the world recognizes that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He loved you that much. And that if anyone, whosoever, my friend Sonny from POD, man, this is the whole thing. Whosoever, anybody, I don't care how many tattoos you have. I don't care how much baggage you have. I don't care how much sin you have. I don't even care if you're hungover this morning. Can I get an amen? I saw some of you last night. I know where you're at, man. I was with my son down at Bojack. We was at the club last night, and some of you are like, man, I made it. See you in the morning, bro. Glad you're here, baby. Welcome to Simple Church, right? Everybody's like, this is Simple Church, bro. We keeping it real. I'm so pumped you're here. Do you know why? Because, dude, I love you, and that's why I like hanging out with you. And I don't love you nothing like God loves you. He loved you so much, he sent his son for you. And I don't care if you're drunk this morning. I don't care if you're high. I don't care what you've done. I'm telling you, he loves you. And he didn't just say that he loves us. This document over thousands of years has now survived. We have it in our modern culture. He also demonstrated it. 1 John 3:16 says that this is how we know. How do I know he loves us, Justin? Because real love gave his life for us. Dude, talk is cheap, man. You can say, hey, man, I love you. But if you ain't doing nothing for nobody, this is why we do all these do-good projects. This is why we try to help our community. Dude, we don't care about our name. What we care about is letting people know they're loved. Whether you're a teacher in our community, a first responder, you're someone homeless, you're someone in prison, you're loved. Number two, please remember this. You can trust God. What I love about the small bones, and this is what they're being very honest and transparent with, is like, man, there were times you doubt whether you can trust him. Because sometimes life doesn't make sense. The cross didn't make sense to the disciples either, for the record. This is supposed to be the savior of the world. This is the guy who's going to take over the Roman Empire. Hey, guys, he just got murdered. This is not making a whole lot of sense. But as I said before, if he doesn't give his life for us, there is no forgiveness. There is no grace. Without his blood, there is no new beginning. And so the disciples couldn't wrap their head around it. They're like, man, this is not the way I thought it was going to go. But Jesus chose to do that for you and me. Trust him, even when it doesn't make sense. If there's no cross, there's no tomb. If there's no tomb, there's no resurrection. All miracle after miracle after miracle. And that is why hundreds and thousands have been baptized in symbol church. Do you know why? Because it's pure symbolism of the death of Christ. This is why we go under the water. Let me put the picture on the screen for you so you can see it. It is a reminder of what it looks like to be buried with Christ. He was buried for us. But the miracle and the power of the resurrection is this. He didn't stay in the grave, thank God, because we'd have to drown all of y'all if that was the case, you know? So you just go under. When does he come back? He doesn't, man. He didn't make it. Just hang on, cuz. You'll meet him in a minute, baby. I promise. Just hang on. No, you come out. He lifted me out of the grave, Psalm says. This is the whole point. This is why Frenchie, all the way, everybody say hello to France this morning. Come on, say hello, France. Hey, what's up? Now, why would I say that? Because this lady right here, all the way from France, was baptized the last time she was in the country. And she came out of the grave and she raised her arm going, dude, thank God for the resurrection. Thank God I have been forgiven. Thank God I have a new start. Thank God I can trust God. And guess what? She's going through cancer right now. See, you don't know. She didn't know when she was getting baptized that she would be facing cancer. But let me tell you something. God loves you even in cancer. You can trust him when it doesn't make sense. And you go, well, Justin, help me. Let me put this on the screen for you. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord completely. Young person, you're in college. My son's trying to figure out his career. He's trying to figure out my girls are going to school. I just don't know if I could trust him completely with every part of your life. Don't depend on your own. I'm pretty smart. Dude, you ain't that smart, cuz. You just ain't, all right? Now you go, that's incorrect English. Dude, it took me 10 years to get out of college. Be quiet, all right? Depend on him, not your knowledge. With everything that you have, walk with him. Think about what he wants, not what you want. God, I don't know about this career. I don't know about this person I'm dating. Don't look at them now. Keep looking forward. You may have brought them. Keep looking forward. But trust him. Let him walk with you. And in that process, he'll lead you the right way. Now, when I say all that, you need real examples. And that's why this movie is a great reminder. You're going, Justin, is it that big a deal to you? I'm telling you that it broke me. And the reason why I told you, I was in Nashville around the same time. I had no idea what I was doing. I did know that God loved me. And I did know that when I left my job to go to Nashville, I had to trust him to do what didn't make sense. And then here we are all these years later, and Grammy Award winning Rebecca, the Small Bones parents for King and Country, Grammys, million, and I'm going, God, I see your hand and how you orchestrated all the details. You love me, and I can trust you. And then when I play this little inside look again, the reason I do it is because there's no superheroes here. The lights don't make us special. The truth is we're all trying to figure out these simple things. God, do you really love me? Yes. God, can I really trust you? Yes. And once again, here is them telling you the true stories of why it matters today. Watch.
it's mom and dad's story of coming from Australia to America. But the movie really tells the story of that knife's edge moment of everything can fall apart or you can overcome.
Pray as a family. Ask for your needs as a family.
When you follow God and you're allowing Him to lead your story, miraculous things happen.
I was really moved by the way your steps were orchestrated providentially, even when that led you through suffering.
We became very much a praying family.
I enjoy this movie for the fact that it honors God, because without Him on this journey, it was too hard to do.
Hands up one more time for it. It's too hard without God. You can trust Him. When you're on that knife's edge, as Luke said, I'm telling you, you can trust Him. In a world of fear and uncertainty, you can trust God. If you're full of anxiety, I can relate. I worry about today. I worry about all these things. I'm like, God, I can trust you. Depend on the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will help you. The hardest thing to do out of all of these things is not trust Him, believe it or not. You ready for this? You got to know He loves you. You got to trust Him. But the hardest thing is to do what He asks you to do. You have to obey Him. I should obey Him. That's why I love the small moans. Man, they're in the midst of, what do we do? I can tell you, when I was trying to move to Nashville, I knew I had to be obedient. It was scary, but I knew I had to do it. And then I was learning to trust Him. I knew He loved me. When we're launching the Simple Church, I had to go back and go, man, this is crazy. We're going to go to the arena. You're going to try. Oh, no, man. Trust me, but do what I ask you to do, Justin. The small bones know when it was launching their kids and their careers, and Rebecca's knowing, going into these studios and going, here's my songs, and the rejection after rejection, and they're going, just keep trusting me. And if that's not enough real example, how about Abraham putting your child on the altar? How about Noah building an ark when everybody says you're crazy? Moses crossing a Red Sea. God loves you. Trust me. Do what I ask you to do, Moses. How about the disciples leaving your job and following some rebel and going, man, I don't know how this is going to work. And then seeing Him on the cross and going, I don't understand. He's like, no, you boys obey me. Trust me. And how about Jesus, even when He got to the point of the cross and He said these things, hey, Jesus fell on His face praying to His Father. You heard them in the small bus. I mean, you have to pray. He's like, Jesus is talking to His Father. Is there any other way, God? But please, not what I want, Father, what You want. That's obedience, even modeled by Jesus. Do what He asks you to do, even when it's not easy and even when it doesn't make sense, because it will be worth it, young people. Jesus said, the people who hear the teaching of God and obey it, they will receive God's blessing. Do you want God's blessing this morning? I know I do. I want my kids to have it. This is why I say, when you see all of the success, you go, well, why are they blessed? Why? Because it was obedience. God loves all of us. You can trust Him. Do what He asks you to do. But I know you're still skeptical. So the good news for you, I have one more example for you. And it's a real life example. My other associate pastor, Steve Hartman, anybody heard of him? All right. He pulled together a video. And as you watch this video, think about being obedient, think about trusting God, and watch for the blessing of everyone in this video. Watch.
What may look like a house to you is something much more magnificent to the boy inside.
What did you think when you saw this place for the first time?
We said it's second heaven.
Second heaven?
Yes. You pass through this before you go to the big heaven. That is what I believe so.
He means that literally. And why wouldn't he? Abraham and his brother James are from Sierra Leone. They were homeless before finding their way to an orphanage and eventually to their new family outside Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh. Joe and Jamie Walker adopted them last fall, and they say the boys have been wide-eyed with wonder ever since.
It's fun.
Every little thing that we take for granted, coming home from the airport and I hit the button to open our front gate, Dad.
Everything is magic to them. It's magic.
Whether it's a present just showing up on Christmas morning,
yes,
or something mundane like a car wash, the kids are constantly blown away.
But the biggest surprise, the most profound reaction, happened last month on Abraham's 12th birthday. You had birthdays before you came here. How did you celebrate them?
That would be a crazy question.
Why is that a crazy question?
I never celebrate them. I never knew it was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
So when the song started and his mom appeared with that glowing tribute, Abraham was overwhelmed.
When I see the cake, I thought that is the most beautifulest thing I've ever seen.
The birthday cake.
It's not just a birthday cake. It's a blessing cake.
A blessing cake. And what a blessing it is. That once a year, friends and family gather just to honor our existence. Most of us take that for granted. But not in this house. Not anymore.
Just being reminded that we need to stop and be super grateful for what we do have.
A good wish for America, from this American dream, come true.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, y'all. Has God been good to you? God has the power to do the impossible, y'all. He is a miracle-working God. The reason we're in this room is because He is the God who turns the graves into gardens. What is your impossible situation? Financial, health, relationship? Think about it. He can heal your body. He can heal your soul. He can restore relationships. Jesus said, all power is given to me. All on heaven and earth is His, and He's ready for you. He loves you. Jesus is the only one who can turn your nightmare into a sunrise, into a dream. He can turn your problems into something you never thought was possible. And you go, Justin, you're selling it. I'm telling you, I have lived it. Trust Him. He is a miracle worker. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. You want the life. You need the resurrection. This is your day. Would you pray? God, I pray right now. Pray with me. Lord, remind them they are loved today. God, remind them that you can trust them, that the cross was for them. It's not just beautiful jewelry. It is a reminder that you have the power to overcome death. Lord, there is an empty tomb because you had to go through the cross to prove to the world, to pay the debt for the world. It was the only way, and now we celebrate on today. I ask you, Father, if there's someone that doesn't know you, they would say, Jesus, I don't know about church, I don't know about religion, but I know I need hope. I need help for my marriage. I need hope for my family. I need help with my addiction. You are the one who loves them. They can trust you, God. Help them to be obedient. Lord, help them to say right now, Jesus, come into my life. I need a fresh start, a new beginning, and I believe that you died on the cross for me, and I'm asking you to change me. Lord, no aisle walking, no lights on, no hand raised. Lord, it's between you and them. Save them where they sit when they call out to you, and remind them of the power of the resurrection. Rise in their life and reveal yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I get an amen? Amen.